Our next public hearing is an ordinance providing for a six-month moratorium on applications for casino and/or gambling or gaming venues in Sussex County.
Well, Mr. Chairman, on this one, I was prepared to read a statement for the vast numbers of people that might have been here.
Benefit of the public.
But...
Well, I would point out to you that technically there is still at least one member of the public in the room, so I would ask you to go ahead and read your statement.
I wrote it, so...
You wrote it.
I'll read it.
Yeah, and we're live on the internet, so you never know who might be listening.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take the opportunity to explain to the commission and the audience the purpose of tonight's hearing on the moratorium on casinos or gaming venues so that everyone understands what's relevant to tonight's hearing and what's not relevant. This hearing is in furtherance of the moratorium imposed by County Council several weeks ago on casinos and gaming venue applications. The purpose of the moratorium is simply to give Council time to determine how it wants to address casinos and or gaming venues through a zoning ordinance amendment regarding those uses. The moratorium and therefore this hearing does not concern casinos or gaming venues or possible regulations of them. It only deals with whether or not it is appropriate to impose a moratorium to allow Council time to do its work, considering how it wants to address casinos and or gaming venues. Therefore, that's what any testimony should be limited to, and not the substance of any ordinance regulating the casinos or gaming venues. The audience should be aware that anyone wishing to address the potential regulation of casinos will have an opportunity to do so at the time Council introduces whatever regulations it drafts on the subject, but not tonight. In other words, if there is an ordinance amendment, it'll have to go through the same process where it comes back to planning and zoning for a public hearing, and there's a recommendation to Council where there would be a public hearing as well, and that's the time when testimony would be given and taken on the specific issue.
Okay.
Thank you.
And if I may.
You may.
Mr. Chair, I had a prepared statement also.
Well, let's hear it.
Just for the record.
For the record.
On March 30th, 2010, the Council introduced this ordinance and providing, if approved, for a six-month moratorium on receipt of applications for casino and or gaming venues. It will allow for the County to study, prepare, and introduce ordinance amendments providing definitions and restrictions and regulation relating to zoning districts where such uses could be permitted, the location of such uses and related requirements, parking, loading, signage, etc. Also, for the purpose of the record, have received 17 emails from interested parties. Most of the emails are one little paragraph because they came through the website and it didn't come directly. They came through the county website through the media.
Okay.
And they were from interested parties and they're related to the construction of casinos with related parking and activities. One letter supported the use. Two letters opposed the use. 10 letters opposed the use at the Indian River Inlet, and 4 letters opposed the use at Indian River Inlet, but not at somewhere else inland in Sussex County.
Okay.
And they basically one sentence or possibly a short paragraph is all they were. But for the record, we had received 17 emails.
Okay.
That's all I have.
All right, then. Well, gentlemen, you have... heard what has been read into the record by both Mr. Lank and our esteemed counsel. Anyone wish to comment before we open it up to the public? Yes, sir. Mr. Burke.
Was 6 months picked as a just a number?
The ordinance allows for
extensions.
Allows for more time. Let me see.
Section 3.
The ordinance provides a whereas and wherefore the typical ordinance. That a six-month moratorium shall be imposed for any and all applications for casino and or gambling or gaming venues in unincorporated areas of Sussex County. Then it provides for 3 definitions, one for a casino, one for gambling and gaming, one for a gaming device. The ordinance shall in no way apply to any existing gaming sites or any other forms of gambling or lotteries permitted under Delaware Code, and makes reference to where they're located as far as code. The ordinance can be extended, modified, or terminated at any time by a majority vote of all members of the council. So they could proceed, they could decide not to propose ordinance, whatever they decide. Give them a chance to think about it. And just for the record, we have received no request for consideration of a casino within an unincorporated area. All the ones that we've seen referenced in the local papers have been in incorporated areas, except for a suggestion that there be one in Indian River Inlet. But nobody's been shaken verified. I've never talked to anybody about a casino, even at Indian River Inlet, in the office.
But if the state doesn't expand licensing, you're not going to get a request. I mean,
that wouldn't make any sense.
Because first thing we're going to ask them is, do you have a license from the state? They're going to say no, and we're going to say, c'est la vie, right? That's the point.
And one thing that's been happening in the council week after week for a while, there were several parties would come in and make presentation under additional business that the county should, they were asking the county to support objection to any further gambling in the, at least in Sussex.
How long would it take to draft an ordinance, get it through the public notice and the public hearing process?
If it's drafted, probably, it just depends on the drafting, because you could get it through the public hearing process probably, well, when you count the notice time, probably would take two months just with notices and getting it to planning and zoning.
Yeah, typically because of our scheduling, which is already set up months in advance, that it would probably take 10 weeks typically for
following the drafting of the ordinance.
Following drafting of the ordinance. That's typical time.
Notwithstanding the disingenuous nature of the discussion of having gambling in a state in which gambling is unconstitutional, you have to wonder why we were even having the conversation. It's no wonder some of our citizens think they can play with the rules that we adopt in the county and the state when the state can play with the rules they adopt. It would be my preference that, we discuss an ordinance if it's that important rather than a moratorium on an ordinance. Draft one, let's run it through the public hearing process and use our time doing that.
So there is no ordinance drafted? This allows for the council to come forward with a proposed ordinance.
The theory behind moratoriums is so that you don't
want to apply.
Whether or not that would happen in this case is another matter, but so you don't get people trying to make an end run around an ordinance.
You have one of two issues that you've done. Either one, you haven't done very good governance, so now you have a crisis ordinance that you have to have a moratorium because you have this crisis issue. Or two, you're making such a big change in rule that somebody's going to try to get under the wire, and neither one is good. It means somebody's not looking ahead far enough. Maybe in this case it's the state, I don't know. But I would rather us go ahead and say, maybe the state might change the rules, maybe they might not. The people I talk to at the state legislature say, if anything happens, it's going to be at the very end of the legislative cycle. It's not going to happen before that, and probably not then. So why not go ahead and use that time to go ahead and draft an ordinance, and then if the state changes the rules, we're ready. If they don't, then who cares? Rather than place a moratorium, which to me sets a bad precedent. I said it's just bad governance. You shouldn't have to be in a position of saying, oh my God, we've got this big crisis and we have to stop something from beating the rulemaking process.
All right. Anyone else?
Has the application been submitted for the state park?
No.
We
haven't had any conversation either.
Well, it can't now because the council put a moratorium on, but
I'm just saying we haven't even had a discussion. Yeah. It came before the state and not really through the PLUS process. But.
Mr. Robson does the language. I mean, the Constitution talks about video lotteries, and we're talking about gambling and gaming venues. I mean, I'm not even sure that.
Well, that's what would be the struggle for the county attorney to come up with an ordinance that really wraps that all up. Because, you think about, and I guess maybe that's why they wanted the moratorium, I don't know, but you think about the fact that we've got charitable gambling and gaming. You got to make sure you call that out as an exception because it pre-exists. You've got the existing ones that are popping up, the little parlors. Like you said, there's video lottery, there's bingo halls. To get an ordinance that's tight, you got to really do some real good drafting on it. I think this one was done just to try to, as you mentioned, sort of a stopgap measure, just to, while I get the details down, was the theory behind it.
Would the drafting of an ordinance be the county attorney, not
the assistant county attorney? This one's going through Mr. Moore's office.
And a question.
Because it originated at county council. I mean, that's the basis for that, as much as anything. So.
what happens after action by this commission? Are we making sort of a recommendation like we do in CUs and CZs?
On the moratorium?
On this.
Yeah, I mentioned before, this is in furtherance of the moratorium that council enacted, 2 months ago, whatever date it was that Lawrence mentioned.
Two weeks before this was introduced.
Yeah, right. So the Court of Chancery has held that a moratorium is a land use decision, and it's a little more background than your question was, but that's the law, so that's what we got to follow. So what happens is it goes through, it was introduced just like a conditional use we had tonight, comes down to planning and zoning. Planning and zoning makes a recommendation to county council. County council to have a hearing just like this one or just like any other change in zone or land use or new ordinance and act on it based on planning and zoning's recommendation and the record that they have from their own public hearing. So that was one of my famous long answers.
Basically, the council is asking for the commission recommendation of whether or not there should be a moratorium.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's the question.
Nothing right. To do with gaming other than right. To be able to review the gaming and gambling.
Sure.
So really you're making a recommendation for or against the need for a moratorium.
And probably had it not been for that, it's a Dover case and the name escapes me right off the top of my head. That was a recent one within the past, say, 3 or 4 years. A moratorium would have just started and ended in county council, you know, before that came down where they decided that because a moratorium affects land use applications, therefore it's a land use law, therefore it has to go to planning and zoning. Prior to that, it would have just been something that council did.
But if there's no way to get a license without state sanction, what is the moratorium on?
It's on, you know, somebody applying. And I haven't researched this, but I don't know that somebody couldn't apply for a casino. You know, I mean, you can apply for anything, whether you're going to get it or not. You know, that's another matter. I don't know that the hearing would be scheduled, and I don't know what the commission and council would do if you applied for a casino, but the state said you couldn't do it. You know, I
mean, well, this goes that they can't
use of some kind.
A conditional
under,
use is what it would be in this case
under
yeah.
the existing ordinance. Right, and again, right. You know, we would still have the ability to hear the public
yeah.
and go through the whole process under our existing.
Yeah, probably the way it would play out would be in that case. I can't imagine somebody would do it, but the way it would play out would be you'd go through the land use process, and if it were to be approved, one of the conditions would be that you got to get your state license, you know? I mean, but everything's so speculative at that point unless you have the
I don't see anybody applying until they get a state license.
I know,
license.
Well, that's what I mean. That's
well, they technically can apply.
Can or cannot.
Unless they've been through the DLDOT process to get a support facility report,
right.
And they might ask for a traffic impact study because of the volume that's going to generate in traffic. And you got to go through the PLUS process, you would think, because of the size of the casino-type facility is going
to
exceed the square footage requirement, and it's going to require them to go to PLUS. So it's going to be a while before we can even take an application.
Mr. Johnson.
Well, I certainly don't have a problem with supporting an ordinance providing for a moratorium. I think given that, you know, the impact that this could have and that we don't have current zoning would only make sense.
Well, we do have, just so we're clear, we do have current zoning.
We do have current zoning,
You could apply for it under a conditional use, I think, Mr. Lank, right?
Under the residential, commercial, business, or industrial
the catch-all.
Use, it's more
yeah.
appropriately
yeah.
used as a conditional use.
Right. Because there's some question about whether it was possible at all, you know, and it is possible.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. In certain districts.
But I think that doesn't change what you just stated, but I just wanted to make sure that you were clear that it's not like it's impossible at this point.
Mr. Smith, you have a comment?
I think the comments of both Mr. Ross and Mr. Johnson, you know, are both playing in my ears. I say what...
What an awful racket that must be.
I promised not to be speechless tonight. But I think the part about what I read in this, where this moratorium could be extended, doesn't indicate that it would come back through this commission to say it's only 6 months once we make a recommendation.
Well, I don't know, because you're making a recommendation on this ordinance, and since the ordinance says that council has the ability.
The council has the ability? Okay.
Never mind.
That's right. They could do it without us.
We can't cap it at six.
Okay.
I mean, you could make that recommendation if you wanted to. You could recommend it be approved, but it'd be capped at a certain time.
And we wouldn't see that. You wouldn't see that ordinance that was prepared.
Well, in the interest of due process and procedure, since everybody's got a chance to weigh in, I think we're going to call for any input from the public at this time. So is there anyone that would like to that would like to testify for a moratorium? Is there anyone who'd like to speak in opposition to a moratorium? Is there anyone who wishes to speak? Right then. All right, gentlemen. We have the input of the public now. Do you have any further comment? Anyone wish to add anything to the discussion? All right, then.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion and see if the mud sticks to the wall or not.
Well,
I think we have to close the public hearing.
We got to close the public hearing and refer back and all that good stuff.
Okay, so. Let's do that.
All right, then. We will. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.